Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is going to be a throwback episode. We are taking it back to 2019. I did an episode on digital detoxing. I made my case for why I believe that we all should take a digital detox. I thought it would be appropriate to even replay this episode now because I'm currently on a digital detox. I am off social media until 2022. So if y'all looking for me, the team and I will definitely make sure things get posted. But if you're looking for me for real in real time, go to my YouTube channel. That's where I'll be doing the live streams and all of that, where you could catch me in real time. And I'll make sure that we have the link to my YouTube in the description as well. But that's where you can catch me these days live. Other than that, I'm off the gram. Well, I've been off Twitter for years at this point, but I'm off Facebook. I am digital detoxing completely and tapping into my real life. And so I wanted to bring this episode back where I showed you how and why you need to take a digital detox. So without further ado, here is a replay of episode 143 of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm really excited because today I'm actually back from my little 2-week break. As you guys know, after my tour, I took a much needed break. So for the last 2 weeks, I've been binge watching Snowfall, eating. I've been laid up on a couch, just living my best lazy life. And it's been absolutely amazing. Of course, I've been spending time with God. I'm actually on a fast right now with my husband. And we've just been chilling. And it's been so awesome. We originally planned to go on a trip last week to this week. But what had happened was, y'all know, when you plan to go on trips with people, stuff don't always work out. So the couple that we were actually going on the trip with wasn't able to come. So my husband still had the time off from work. So he actually was able to get some time to just rest as well, because even though it's technically my tour and all of that, he's been in every single city. He's been pretty much like, he's the one that makes sure the show is running smoothly so that I can just stay focused on what it is that God needs me to do. And so I was just happy that it worked out, that he was able to get some rest too. So we've been chilling. I did an episode last week, but I was pretty much just answering questions, which is a little bit easier than preparing a full message. So I'm back, y'all. I got some energy. I'm a little bit out of breath because I just did a lot. I'm on Instagram Live right now. So shout out to everybody that follows Blessed and Bossed Up. If you are not following it, follow at Blessed and Bossed Up. Also follow me at Tatum Tamia. Quick little announcement before we get into today's episode. I have some leftover books from the tour and I'm trying to get rid of them. I'm not the type that likes to have my office or my house be a sorting facility. So I don't like to keep books around. So I have about 10 of the Blessed and Bossed Up, Surrendering Your Ambition So God Can Have His Way, which is my first book. And then I have about 17 of the God Is My CEO prayer journal. So go to TatumTamia.com/merch to get them. They're only $15. The ones that I'm selling are $15 if you get it from Amazon. The book is $22. The journal is $20. So it's a discount if you order from me. I'm also signing all of the books, so make sure you get it ASAP. Hopefully there's still some available because I did post it on Instagram. So hopefully there's still some available by the time you guys hear this show. But once they're gone, and then you can go back to getting them from Amazon. So that's it for my little church announcements. Let's get straight into today's episode. The title of today's episode is Digital Detox. Now, last week, right now in the Blessed and Bossed Up Society, we're in a series called Preparing for 2020. And last week we talked about just pretty much what you need to do in your business to prepare for 2020. So, and even me, now that I'm back at work and even over the last couple of weeks, I've been really thinking heavily about 2020 for my business. What does it look like? What do I want to accomplish? How much money do I want to make? How many people do I want to work with? What personal goals do I have? So there's a lot of things that I've been really working on to prepare for my goals for the new year. So one of them, for example, is to really get a head start in my retirement account. So when it comes to entrepreneurship, I mean, when you have a 9-to-5, you pretty much don't have to worry about that, right? Usually companies have some sort of way that you could automatically like deduct your savings or money for your 401k from your check. A lot of them matching. So pretty much what that means is like, I know the company I used to work for, they match like 6%. So whatever I put into my 401k, they will match at 6%. So there are all of these things when you work for other people that you don't have to worry about. But then when you start to work for yourself, you have to worry about these things. And I know for me, I'm probably going to be doing something entrepreneurial for the rest of my life, but I'm trying to be smart and set myself up and my children up for wealth. And so thinking about that now, when I'm 27, I'm sure my 57, 67, 77, 97 year old self will thank me for what I'm doing now. So saving or putting a dent in my retirement is huge for me. So one thing I'm doing now to prepare for that is, of course, researching different IRAs, 401k accounts, all of those different things to see which one makes the most sense. Also saving money, because you have to have money to put into these accounts when you open it. So putting aside money when I get paid the salary from my business so that I can be able to invest in my own future. Looking at just a variety of different things. But that's one of the things that's been heavy on my mind. Of course, like another thing that's been heavy on my mind is like life insurance. So I've been looking at like different policies and asking different people what policies they have or what companies they are going with. So that's pretty much where my mind is at as far as 2020 is concerned personally. Now, of course, there are other things as far as business goals that I want to do, but I'm in the mindset of 2020. And usually around this time, and we've been doing this, I think since the podcast started, we start talking about the new year around this time, because as you guys know, we're about to enter into Q4 next week. Right now it's September 20. What is today? September 23rd. Oh, my calendar is on October already. So I'm like, what? It's like September 23rd or Wednesday. Anyway, it's September 23rd is Monday. So next week is going to be October 1st, which means next week we're going to be in Q4. And Q4 is when things usually slow down for a lot of people. You start thinking about the holidays and what you're going to be doing for the holidays. You start thinking, of course, about the new year and everybody on social media, all the entrepreneurs and smart people and influencers and everybody we follow are all talking about 2020 and how it's time to do your goals and yada, yada, yada. We got the business, not the business. We got the vision board parties popping, like all of these things you could usually expect around this type of year. And so I'm doing this episode on digital detox because I believe around this type of year, people usually fall into two different categories. The first category is you fall into the super consumer. And these are words I'm making up and I'm going to define them in a second. You fall into either the super consumer category or the super strategist category. So the first one is the super consumer category. And this is when you're that person where every time somebody is selling something that remotely relates to what it is that you're trying to do, you're rushing to buy it. And most of the time, it's something that's extremely low cost, because if it was something that was actually worth some real money, you would actually take a second to think about it a little more than you actually do. But around this time of year is when those people who are selling you hopes and dreams for $15 to $27 are really racking up off of the super consumers. And so the reason why we're talking about this digital detox is because I don't want you to fall into either one of these categories to the point where you're wasting time and money on things that you probably don't even need. So if a lot of us, I mean, I believe at one point when I was in the beginning of entrepreneurship, I fell into the super consumer category around this time because I was so desperate to be successful. I was so desperate to get to the next level. I was so hungry. I was striving. Everything somebody sold me, if it smelled a little bit like what I felt like I needed to break that glass ceiling, I was buying it. And I think a lot of you guys fall into that category as well. And that's why a digital detox is needed. Because people can't tell you what you need. You need to understand what you need and why you need it so that not only are you consuming things in this season, but you're consuming stuff that you actually need. And a lot of times, a lot of us are just way too busy going. I need this. I want this. And then when you get, even with that, like the second you get online, and this is something I want you guys to really understand when it comes to this digital stuff. The second you get online, somebody is selling to you. Soon as you open up your emails, soon as you get on the internet in any type of way, there are ads. You could, and I swear, like Siri be listening to us, like you could be talking to somebody like, I need a new couch. Second you get online, it's an ad about needing a new couch. It's always somebody selling to you. Then you get on social media and everybody has the solution to making 2020 the best year yet. 2020 vision. Like I know it's coming. 2020 vision, and you need to do this in the vision board part. Like it's coming, y'all. I'm telling you. But if you don't do the digital detox that we're going to get into, you're going to fall into that super consumer category to where you're just buying a bunch of stuff that's really not going to get you anywhere. So that's the first category people fall into around this time. The second one is the super strategist. And this one I've been guilty of more times than not. A super strategist during this time is you get online and you see all of these things going on and you're like, oh, I need to apply that to my business. So you may not be like purchasing everything, but everything is sparking some type of strategy in you to where now you're figuring out how to apply it in your business. So you're seeing everybody or whomever that you follow or deem an expert saying, oh, podcasts are the thing. And shoot, I'm telling you podcasts are the thing. But if you don't take the time to really take a step back and analyze if a podcast is best for your business, you getting a podcast is just going to be you wasting time and money if it's not a real strategic decision, right? But a super strategist is that person that's like, oh, I need a podcast. 2 seconds later, somebody may say, you need to amp the passive income in your business in 2020. And then you're like, oh, I need to think of 10 ways that I'm going to do passive income in my business. Let me sit down and strategize about that. Now, again, I want you guys to understand, like, none of this advice or none of these examples I'm using are wrong. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is figure out what category you're in so that you can make better decisions during this season. So again, if you identify with any of these things, you're either a super consumer or a super strategist. This digital detox is extremely important. Even if you don't fall into any of those categories, you may be a mixture of both. And I believe in different seasons of our businesses, we do fall into either or category. But this is why a digital detox is so important. So that as we get into Q4 and the whole business conversation is all about 2020, you're not just doing stuff blindly, wasting times and hours and masterminding and talking to all your business besties about things that if you were to actually think them through won't even matter for your business, or spending all of this money and accumulating all of this stuff that's not going to even really show you any results or any results that matter for what you're trying to do in your business. So let's take a break really quick, pay a bill, and then we're going to go into why you need a digital detox and also how to do a digital detox. Okay, let's get into digital detoxing. I strongly encourage you guys to take a digital detox as soon as possible and for however long you need to do it. I personally suggest doing it for most of Q4, and reasons being, we're going to actually get into 4 reasons why you need a digital detox. But as we talked about earlier, the point of putting you in a category of a super consumer or a super strategist is to kind of shed your light a bit on our habits as business owners or our habits as people, so we could kind of change the way that we do things a little bit, right? Because I hate to see anybody go into, especially people who are connected to the show, I would hate to see anybody going into 2020 making the same mistakes that we made in 2019 or doing or continuing the same habits in 2020 that we had in 2019. I want us to go into this new year being true strategists in our businesses, truly taking our role as presidents, and because God is the CEO, but taking our role as presidents and managers of God's business seriously so that we're making the best decisions and the best investments. And I truly believe that a digital detox will allow you to do that because it allows you to take a break from what everybody else is telling you to do and get in tune with you and God to figure out, what do I need to do in my business? What is the vision for 2020, God? Like, what do you want me to do next year? Where should you have me to go? What habits do I need to break for the new year? What do I need to start doing in the new year? Really taking this time away from the online noise gives you the opportunity to really hone in on you, your plan, what God has for you, so that when you are making decisions on what you're strategizing about, as well as what you're investing in, you'll be able to make strategic decisions and not and spend money on things that's going to yield a true return on investment and not just stuff that's just going to accumulate, online courses that are just going to accumulate, books that you only read a couple pages in and then you close them and you never see them again, like stuff that's going to really yield a return on investment. So the first reason why you need a digital detox is it allows you to minimize the noise in your life so that you can hear from God better. A lot of people write in and they ask questions about how to hear from God, or I feel like God is telling me this, but I don't know how to. I don't know if it's Him. I don't know if this business idea I should go with, or if this is something that I should table and go with later. And I think, first of all, God is always speaking to us, but the reason why we don't always hear Him is because our lives are so noisy. And we've made our lives super noisy. And one of the ways that our lives stay noisy, in addition to like our schedule and things like that, is online, the online world, digital stuff. Because like I said earlier, the second you get online, somebody's selling to you. Something's trending on Twitter. So now before you could even formulate an opinion on something, you're bombarded with everybody else's opinion. You cut on the news or you check CNN or whatever, there's something going on in the world. So now, like, before you could even really get out the bed and get your day started, so many voices have communicated to you. And by having a digital detox, you're able to kind of take a step back and eliminate all of the loud stuff to be able to truly hear from God. So now it's easier to identify His voice because you done silenced all the rest of them. And then something else, and I'm not going to get too deep into this, but another thing that keeps us from truly being able to hear from God is not even just the external noise, the digital stuff, but it's the internal noise. It's our insecurities. It's our frustrations. It's our disappointments that our prayers haven't been answered yet. It's the insecurities because God has called us to something that we don't feel qualified to do. So when it's time to do it, we just feel inadequate. There are all of these different emotions that make our lives noisy as well. But the thing about the digital world is there's always something that's going to feed that insecurity. So you may get on here and be like, man, God is calling me to talk about God and business, but Tatum is talking about it, so I don't think I should. Like, no, you talk about it too. I'm one person. Or you may be like, oh, this person did this, so I shouldn't do it because they have a bigger following than me. So somehow what they're doing is more important than what God is calling me to do. So here we are now. Not only is there all the external noise of being online, but it's triggering things that are internal that is going on within us as well and making them a lot worse. So really taking a step back from the online world and minimizing all of these voices and the triggers that trigger those internal voices that hold us back, take a step back. And I promise you, it'll really give you a second to truly be able to hear from God. And I know for me right now, like, I'm on this quest to be a digital minimalist is what I'm calling it. And what I mean by that is I don't really want to be online too much unnecessarily, right? So the first step towards that I did was I deleted my Twitter. And so, because for on Twitter, I mean, you could, Twitter is good for businesses. Twitter is better for some businesses than others. But for me, it's really not a make or break. I could get off Twitter and be fine. And if I ever need to create one, it'll be a business one and I'll have somebody else post on it, or I'll schedule posts or things like that on it. But as far as me being on there and scrolling, no, it gotta go. The next thing I'm getting rid of is Facebook. So it's some things I do business wise on there that I'm actually actively working on solutions to replace so that I can be able to just delete the Facebook altogether. I'm not going to delete my Instagram because that is beneficial for me business wise, but that's a, simply a hiring decision, whether I'm hiring a person or technology. But for me, I really want to be a digital minimalist because God has called me to, and we talked about this last week a bit in my rant, God has called me to both ministry and he's called me to the marketplace. So there are two avenues that are usually kept very separate from each other that God has called me to excel in simultaneously. That's something that I don't see too many people doing. And that's not something that, one, I take lightly, or two, I want to mess up. And what I mean by that is I don't want all of these voices telling me what I should and shouldn't be doing. The only voice that I want to hear as far as what I wake up and do every day is God's voice. Because he put me here to do this. This is not what Tatum created for her life. I always wanted to be rich, regular, mind my business. I never wanted to be out here the way that he's called me to. So in order for me to make sure that I'm constantly staying in alignment with what he has for me is to make sure that I'm hearing his voice and following it. And so a big part of that for me is getting out of the digital noise, because it's easy to get sucked into this person. Something happened, let's say pop culture, something happened in pop culture. Now you done spent the last hour or so tweeting and hashtagging these things or getting involved in a conversation when God been trying to talk to you for the last hour because he trying to give you the next big idea that's going to take you from where you are to where you want to be. But you're too busy engaging in all of the consumer behavior as opposed to staying locked into the source that's going to give you what you need. So that was number one, you guys. You have to minimize, you have to take this digital detox so that you can minimize the voices in your life to be able to clearly hear from God. Okay, so number two, taking a digital detox increases your originality with your ideas. When we're online consuming so much information, seeing what everybody is doing, listening to all the different podcasts and all of these different things, a lot of our ideas, we put ourselves in a position where our ideas can be a replica or a melting pot of our favorite influencers or our favorite entrepreneurs. And a lot of times it's not on purpose, but it's because your mind and it has been bombarded so much with what everybody is doing. Now you subconsciously put yourself into the same box or the same mold or the same uniform of what they're doing, as opposed to standing out the way that God intended for you to. So keeping on with the same example of being called to ministry and business. So if you aren't taking the step back to really connect with God and being original with what he wants you to do, and he's saying, hey, I want you to excel in both ministry and business, or hey, I want you to go into the sports industry, but I want you to proclaim the gospel, or hey, I want you to start a fast food restaurant, and I want people to have an encounter with me when they come into your restaurant. So when God starts to give you these things, because you haven't taken a step back to be original, now you try to conform or mold what God said into something that makes you comfortable based on what you've seen. And so taking a digital detox allows your mind to be clear, your ideas to be fresh, and for you to go out and attack them the way that God needs you to, without creating or without conforming to whatever standard has already been created by somebody else. And just a small little tip, after you do your digital detox and you take a break from being online and you get back online, a good tip to kind of make sure that you're still in a space to where you're disconnected and not conforming to anybody else is to follow more of your consumers than you're following other peers. Let me say that again. Follow more consumers than you are following peers. Pay attention and study your consumers more than you're studying other people who do similar things to you, because then the information that you're getting is a lot more valuable. Because as an entrepreneur, your goal, whatever your business is, you're solving problems. So the best way to know what new problems have been created, what new things you can create in your business, is to engulf yourself in the lives of your audience. That way, you know what they like, you know what they're thinking about, you know what they're talking about. So when you are on Twitter, instead of just being on the hot topics for today or being involved with pop culture, see what your target audience is on there tweeting about every day. What's going on in their mind? Because that's going to in turn make you better as an entrepreneur. That's going to make you package what it is you're offering better. So if people are like, let's take Third Love, for example, who is not paying for this. They're not even a sponsor on this show, but they just come to my, they're not a sponsor on this episode, but they're just coming to my head. They created bras to where you could take an online quiz and you could find a great bra that feels good. Like, you don't even be ready to snatch that joint off when you get home from work. They're that good. But they solved a problem, right? So let's say they were just constantly consuming their target audience, women. And so women kept saying, I hate going to get measured. Such and such company keeps measuring me wrong. I never find a bra that I like. Oh, I can't wait to snatch my bra off at night or whatever. So now they're like, oh, well, let us create a product as well as a way in which we are selling that product that meets these needs of our audience. That's market research. So in turn, after you do your digital detox, it's just a little tip. Once you get back on, make your life as a digital user one to where you are constantly doing market research, to where people can't understand, like, dang, every time she or he puts out a podcast, it's exactly what I've been thinking. Oh my God, how do they know what I need? I was just thinking about this. People leave a digital footprint all the time. And we could get into the topic of how companies are stealing our data and all of that. But I prefer to, instead of complain, to utilize certain facts of life to grow my business and further help God's people. So I suggest you do the same thing. We are always leaving a digital footprint. People are saying their opinions all day. But instead of you getting so involved with it to where it takes you away from what it is that God is calling you to do, use it as an opportunity to do market research and get into the mind of your audience so that you can continue to create processes, products, and systems and things that meets the needs and the wants of your consumer. The third reason why you need a digital detox is it allows you to maximize your time. A lot of us, we always have the complaint of there's not enough hours in a day. I don't have enough time to do the thing that I want to do. I don't have time to be a mom, to be a wife, to grow my business, to go to work, to do all of these things. And I mean, that is the plight of a lot of us. We have a lot of responsibilities, but we don't realize how much time we're wasting on a lot of things online that we could be applying to the very things that we say that we don't have time for. And so a huge benefit of taking a digital detox is you get a lot of your time back. You get a lot of your time back. The fact of life is we only gonna have 24 hours in a day. That's it. It ain't gonna change. That's the way it's always been. So instead of complaining about we don't have enough time, one thing that we need to do is better maximize what we have. Time is like money. It's a budget. You got 24 hours in a day. Budget accordingly. But a lot of us have spending money or idle time that we take and we budget to things like being online and maybe being on social media, maybe online shopping, maybe reading gossip blogs, maybe reading whatever. And we are spending our excess money, our excess time on those things, as opposed to now taking that and applying it to something that's going to better your business. A lot of us invest in all of these planners. We didn't listen to every podcast on time management. We didn't came up with everything in the world to save time, except for actually budgeting our time adequately. So just taking the time away from the digital stuff and really applying it to whatever area that you're trying to excel in or applying it to your business is a huge benefit of this detox. And then the last thing, and to me, the most important thing of a digital detox, or the most important benefit of it, is peace of mind. There are so many studies that talk about the link between being online and depression and anxiety and all of these things. And even if you, Actually, I'm not even going to get into that because that's in the second part. But if you even just take a small look at how you feel after doing certain things, like I know for me, not only do we get bombarded with so much information, there's so much happening in the world and so much going on at all times. Because of the internet, we have instant access to this stuff. Like we always know what's going on in the world because it's always somewhere and online and easy for us to see. So imagine like the second you wake up, something happened, a school shooting happened, Trump done said something crazy, the recession is coming, all of these things, and you're just bombarded with all of this stuff. And before your day even starts, you're drained. And so just taking a break from the online stuff, it's such peace of mind. Like when I take my breaks, when I take them very often from like social media and stuff, I have so much peace of mind because I'm not being bombarded with what people are talking about or what's going on in the world. And instead, I can actively focus on the things that are going on in my life, the great things that God is doing in my life. I could spend that time in prayer and really just thanking God for what he's doing and all of these things. So if you don't need any other reason to take a detox before we get into this season, and even while we're in this season of everybody rushing to either be a super consumer or a super strategist so that they can excel in 2020, this is the one. You get peace of mind. So now that we've talked about four reasons why you need a digital detox, and let's do actually a quick little recap. One, it minimizes the voices that are speaking to you and it allows you to hear from God. Two, it increases your originality with your ideas. You ain't just doing what everybody else is doing because that's all you're seeing. Three, you maximize your time better. And then lastly, you have peace of mind. So let's go into how to do a digital detox. I know y'all like, okay, Tatum, I get it, but how am I supposed to do this? Like, being online is life at this point. Like, how do you want me to take off? Like, how is this supposed to work? Good question. Let's get into it. First way that you do it is do an energy audit. And we were kind of talking about this when we were going on the peace of mind piece. Do an energy audit. And Tish talked about this in the Supernatural Life series. So if you haven't listened, go listen to, I think her podcast was called Supernaturally Full. Go listen to that and actually listen to her podcast, The Refill. It's a great, great, great podcast. And it makes self-care and just replenishing super practical. But she mentioned in our interview to do an energy audit. What drains your battery? The same way your phone, you know, the apps and the things that are draining your battery, the things that are just taking all the energy out your phone to where it's moving slower. Stuff not coming in right. It's mistakes are being made because it's so depleted. Pay attention to that in your life. Like what in your online life? Because we're talking about digital stuff. Pay attention to that in your online life. What is draining you? If it's social media, get off of it. And we'll talk about that next. If it's CNN or looking at the news, cut the TV off. If it's, people texting you all day with gossip, block them, remove yourself from the group chat. Whatever it is, do an audit on what drains your battery. Take 3 days. And whenever something is draining, write it down. That's it. That's all I want you to do. Something is draining you, write it down. Put it in a note section of your phone. And then at the end of those 3 days, look at that and watch and pay attention to what just keeps coming up. And even if it comes up again and it's already on your list, write it there again. Because if you see, let's say Instagram 20 times on this list in the last 3 days, obviously that's something that you need to just go ahead and give up because it's draining you. So that's the first thing you do. Do an energy audit. Now, the second thing, because a lot of us can say, oh, I'm going to take a social media break. I'm going to get rid of all of these things. And then guess what we do? We delete the app. And then what we do? We download that thing right back. And I know because I've done it a plenty of times. I'm done. I'm taking a break. 2 days later, SpongeBob voice, the app is right back on my phone. So in order to combat this and really take the detox that you need, change your password and give it to somebody that you trust. So have somebody you trust change your password for you. So let's say my husband's in here. I'm going to use him as an example. If I was having a hard time getting off of, let's say, Twitter, here, BJ, change my password real quick. And only he knows my password. So I can't even get back into my account because I don't know how to. I don't have my password. So that's the way to kind of work around what it is that, or anything that seems to have that much of a hold to where we can't stay off of it. And we got to be real, like the phone and being online is addicting. It's proven. All the smart people have done all of these studies on how these things are addictive. And so we have to combat these addictions with these little hacks and tricks to get off of them. So have somebody you trust, change your password and hold on to it for however long your digital detox is. If it's for a week, say, hey, don't give me this password until this day. Don't give me this password. If you see me, and maybe tell a couple of other people for accountability. Hey, if you see me on social media, if I like something or post something, DM me and tell me to get off because I'm supposed to be doing this digital detox. If I talk to you about something that's happening in the world and I said I was taking a break offline, ask me, how do I know? So also solicit people in your tribe. Kiana on our Supernatural Home Bias episode talked about having a wealth team, but I think it's important to also have a success team. And what I just mean by that is just people that are in your life who want to see you win. You want to see them win, and you guys are willing to do whatever it takes to help each other grow. I know for a fact, if I told Tish that I was trying to get offline and she saw me online, she would send me so many messages like, what you doing? I thought you said you was getting off. Oh, so you just don't do what you say you're going to do no more. Like, she would make me feel like such an idiot for even going back on my word. But those are the people that you need in your life. So round up those folks that you could trust. It don't got to be a lot of people. It don't got to be a whole squad, gang, gang, gang. It could be a couple people. It could be one person. But just do what you got to do. Number three. If you have to post on social media, because there are some people whose businesses do well there, but you're saying, Tatum, yeah, I do want to do a digital detox, but I have to post a lot. It requires me to. Cool. That's why we have different schedulers and technology now that can take the place of you. So instead of you getting online and you manually posting it, which then puts you at risk for scrolling for an hour because you're inside the app or checking your DMs because you're getting the notifications, sidebar, turn your notifications off so you don't even know what's going on in your phone. That's a huge thing. Put your phone on do not disturb or airplane mode. Well, you can't do that because you still need to make calls and stuff, but put it on do not disturb for the whole digital detox. But anyway, if you have to post on social, use these different schedulers. You could use Buffer, Hootsuite, Planoly, Latergram. It's so many of them. Literally Google social media schedulers and so many will pop up. There are so many free versions to the paid version. So money isn't even always a thing, but you got to do what you got to do again, you guys. And so if you're one of those people who has to post on social media, just plan the content ahead of time. Use the time that you were spending scrolling or engaging in whatever digital things that's draining you and apply that now to better planning your content out and scheduling it so you don't have to manually do it. Okay, so the next thing that you're going to do with this digital detox is create a space that increases your creativity. Create a creative space. What is your happy space? We all have it, right? I love to be by the water. If I could take a trip to somebody's island every month, I promise you I would. To me, just being in the pool, I don't really like the beach too much because I don't like sand, but to be like in the pool is just like everything to me. I can't even swim, but I promise you I'll be up in that joint like I can. And to me, it just puts me in a place of like peace. It's just something about it for me. I don't know, but I think we all have that. For some people, it may be nature. And if nature is your thing, go to like a botanical garden. A lot of major cities have them, and usually they're either free because they're a part of like maybe like Parks and Recs or whatever, or they're low cost. Go to like a botanical garden or something in your area and take a notebook with you and just go and walk. Go walk, talk to God, pray, reflect. do whatever it is you need to do, but just spend some time there. Because when we're talking about taking this digital break, it's not all just so you could disconnect from the world, but the purpose of it is for you to hear from God better, for you to get to know your business better, so that you could get to a place and understand what you're trying to do, so that when you are online and you are strategizing and you are making investments in your business, you're doing the right thing and not just being one of many. So again, think about what this creative space is for you and go there. Go to the pool. If you don't have a pool at home, go to like a hotel. Some hotels have like day passes where, shoot, you might be able to just walk in and go take the elevator to the roof and they don't even know. But just figure out whatever it is that you have to do. Maybe go on a staycation for a couple days. One thing that I did that really helped me just kind of clear my mind a bit and decompress after the tour was I stayed. We had the tour at the Intercon in DC at the Wharf. I stayed at the Wharf for a couple of days after it was over. And so my husband and I were able to just kind of hang out and go walk by the water. And DC, they done gentrified it so much. Everything looked different. I felt like I was in another city. But just find a space and find whatever it is that puts you in your creative spot. And go there and spend time, real time there, so that you could be able to just relax and hear from God. And if you don't know what that is for you, take a second and think back to the last time you felt at peace. Maybe it was your childhood home, or maybe it was your grandmother's house. Maybe it's something about just being at your grandmother's house and her cooking and y'all having a good time that just puts you at peace and just makes you so creative. Go say, hey, grandma, I'm buying some groceries. You want to cook? Or can you cook? Because she probably gonna be like, girl, no. But can you cook? She might do it for you then. But grandma, can you cook? And just go over there and spend some time over there. Maybe it was a place that you grew up in. Go back there and just sit outside. Don't get the police called on you, but do what you gotta do. Or I know for me, a place that I can think of outside of like water and things is, I know it puts me in a good space when I think about leaving my job 2.5 years ago and what God has been able to do in my life since then. It's just something about it. So I know if there was ever a time where I needed that creativity boost, I would probably go and like just sit outside of my old job or something like that to put myself back in that space. So think about what that is for you. Only you know. I'm throwing some things out there, but only you know. Go back to that space. And the last thing, you guys, during this digital detox that I want you to do is go over, read the reviews and the testimonials in your business. A lot of times, because we wear so many different hats as entrepreneurs, we're the admin person, especially in the beginning when you aren't in a position to outsource a lot of these things, for the admin person, the accountant, the marketer, the operations manager, we're all of these different things. And because we have to fluctuate between so many different roles, and it could be very difficult, especially during this season where we're going into Q4 and everybody's mentality is thinking about 2020, it could be difficult or easy. Well, not difficult. It could be easy to remember why you're doing what it is you're doing and the people that are impacted by what you're doing. So take a second during this digital detox and read the reviews for your products and how much people love them if that's the business you have. Go back and review the testimonials from clients that you've had. Go and look at the progress some of your clients are making. Like, look at where they were before they started working with you, or when you first decided to work with them, to where they are now. I believe putting you in that space reminds you why you're doing it. Also, take this time to talk to your consumers to figure out, like, well, what is it that you want? Is there something that you want from my business that I'm not giving you? If you could change this, what would you change? If I can make this easier for you, how can I do that? And then by having that type of conversation, that's actually giving you intel that you could use to then take to your 2020 goals and really make a difference in your business. So all of your consumers are saying like, hey, I like this, but most of your stuff takes place on social media, and I don't have a social media. I wish there was a way outside of Facebook or whatever that I could be able to work with you. Then that may, now when you come back to working on your 2020 goals or setting your 2020 goals, you could say, oh, let me find programs or softwares or technology or whatever that solves this problem or this gap that's in my business. So again, you guys, taking a digital detox is not about just getting offline to find your center or whatever. This is about just taking a step back and taking the time that you need to really focus in on your purpose, your processes, the people you're impacting, yourself, so that when you get back to strategizing and planning for the new year, you're making strategic business decisions. You're not just the super strategist who feels like every new trend they need to hop on. Now you're able to say like, oh, okay, I see that podcasting is working for this, but my audience doesn't even really know what a podcast is. Whenever I bring it up, they're like, what's that? Is it a radio show? Is it live? I don't really know what that is. So now you can make an intelligent decision to know like, okay, yeah, this thing is popular, but this isn't a good fit for my business. Or yeah, everybody else has like a planner, but that's not what I want to do. I actually want to take it a step further and maybe create a productivity app instead. It's going to require a lot more work, but it's going to solve the real problems my audience needs. Whatever. I'm making stuff up, but being able to take a step back and really focus in on your business is going to allow you to be more strategic. You'll be able to see if somebody's selling something that, oh, that's not for me, because yeah, that may solve a small problem, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that big of a deal. Because now that I've taken a step back from everybody else's voices and I'm hearing from God clearly and understand now the big picture of what he wants me to do, this is small. So let me just put this to the side. Maybe that's something I could visit later, but right now that's not going to really apply to what it is that I'm trying to do. So that's all we're trying to do here, you guys, is we're getting ready for the new year. A part of it is being strategic, being smart, really staying in tune with what God wants us to do. We always say like, God, I want your will to be done in my life. I want your will to be done in my business. I want to do what it is. You're the CEO. I want to do what it is you want me to do. But that's something, that's a decision that you have to make every single day. Every day. That doesn't mean that you go super plan for 2020 to the point where God doesn't even have any room to tell you what to do. This is a decision that you make every single day so that you stay in tune with his plan for your life. And a part of that is taking a step back from all of the things that are keeping you away from truly walking in step with him. So that's it for this week, you guys. I had a question I wanted to answer, but I'll just push that back to next week because of time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia. Follow the podcast page at Blessed and Bossed Up. Get my books. It's only a few of them. Getting rid of the last few. I'm signing all of them. You can go to TatumTamia.com/merch and I'll put the link to that in the show notes. That's it. Talk to you guys next week.
At T-Mobile for Business, unconventional thinking means we see things differently, so you can focus on what matters most. That's why we've become the leader in 5G, number one in customer satisfaction, and a partner who includes 5G in every plan, so you get it all. Unconventional thinking is better for business. Open Signal awards T-Mobile as America's fastest 5G network USA. 5G user experience report July 2021. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain plan or features. See T-Mobile.com. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.